person that I knew in high school. I'll start there. She was a majorette. She was quiet. She, you know, kind of on the shy side, but very caring. I enjoyed her as my friend. We had lost contact probably for about 10 years, and then we picked up again and talked a little, you know, off and on and emailed, always exchanged Christmas cards. Then a year ago, March 2nd, my brother was killed by a hit-and-run driver in Las Vegas. And Debbie, even though that was when all of this first broke, I call her Debbie even though she goes by Jean now, because that's how I remember her from high school. She was the first person to contact me to give me condolences about my brother to see if I needed anything. So that was the kind of person she was, you know. That's why I have real issues about, you know, whether this is a suicide. I cannot imagine the Debbie that I knew would do that to her mother. When I heard on the news yesterday, I was here checking some emails, doing some paperwork, and I was just stunned. And it took a little while for it to sink in because I just never thought that it would go this way.
Did you have a chance to talk to her ever about her side of the story?
She told me that she did not know that part of it was going on, and I believe her because she was my friend. If these women decided that it was going to, if they were going to make extra money selling themselves, I'm not so positive that she, I don't know, maybe, she might have been naive. The Debbie I knew was kind of naive, but people change over the years. She did tell me someday when we saw each other in person, she would explain it all to me. We just never got that opportunity.
What do her emails look like?
Hers were in color, a lot of different, you know, like how most people send black ink. Hers would be blue or purple, and she inserted smiley faces here and there, you know, just stuff like that. In high school, she dated. In fact, there was one, I won't mention his name because he ended up committing suicide, but Debbie felt like, you know, he had asked her out and she had said no, and she wondered if at some point if she had dated him, whether it, you know, his life would have inevitably turned out different, that he wouldn't have been so sad that he would end up taking his own life. You know, I mean, that was the kind of person she was. I mean, she was very considerate of other people and considerate of how their feelings were.
When you knew her in high school, what did she like to do? Where did she fit in the constellation of high school?
She was in Future Nurses, is how I knew her the best, you know, from the Future Nurses Club. She liked to dance. She liked to sew. In school, there were people that tended to pick on her, but they were ones that picked on everybody. She just was more sensitive to it, I think.
Do you remember her as a majorette?
I do, yes.
Mm-hmm. Describe that for me, if you would.
I don't know how to describe that. I don't know. She was perky, you know, whenever she did her routines and stuff. I don't know other than that what to say.
Where were the performances?
At the football games and on Friday night football games. There were cougarettes that did dance routines and majorettes, and it was just at the halftime shows at football games in the fall.
Tell me what that was like. Was she in the front, or?
I really don't remember. It's been more than 30 years ago. I really don't remember.
It's an amazing image. I mean, when you think about these people who somehow get plucked out of ordinary life into some kind of celebrity life.
Right, yeah. And she would not have been the one that I would expect that to happen to, you know, because she was quiet and I would call borderline shy, you know. It's hard to believe that you know, there are some people that you graduate with that you would expect something like this from. She wasn't one of them. And in fact, I remember in the beginning that she had said that it was a mistake, that it wasn't her, that it was identity, somebody different. And then I imagine it was kind of embarrassing for her. I felt sorry for her, and I was stunned.
Because you know her as a shy person. When I went to look for pictures, one of the pictures I found was she's standing on the courthouse steps, and her lawyer, it's in the middle of the trial, it's a break, and they're outside talking, and her lawyer is actually addressing the crowd.
Uh-huh.
And she looks really very kind of small and far away.
Right. Yeah, I don't think she liked being in the spotlight.
What would you want people to know about her that they wouldn't otherwise know?
That she was an incredibly kind and caring person, and in the midst of all the things that were going on with her, she still cared about other people and you know, reached out to see if they needed anything, even though she was going through awful stuff, you know, that she was having to deal with. The last email that I got from her was around the anniversary of my brother's death, you know, to see how I was doing. And I really feel bad that, you know, there's been so much going on in my life that whenever she was convicted, I wish I had, you know, taken 5 seconds to sit down to say I was thinking about her. And I thought about it, just never got around to it. Now I feel bad that I didn't. I just always thought that I would have time, you know, that she would be here, that I could catch up and, you know, get caught up on emails and tell her that I, you know, she was still my friend and to stay strong.
Very personal experience for you.
Yeah, who in the world would ever think? You know, who would ever think?